I'm the God of Abraham, the same yesterday, today, forever, the King of kings and Lord of lords. And we came to know him as our God the same way that Abraham did, by faith. And that's what we want to look at this evening. So please take your Bibles and let's open back to Galatians. And we are going to be in Galatians chapter 3. We spent some time looking at, in chapter 1, at the greeting. And we saw that it was a very quick and short greeting that turned into a condemning tone, or a tone of shock. Remember, as Paul said, I am so greatly surprised that you are flirting with another gospel, which isn't even the true gospel, but you are considering following a false teaching. If you look in chapter 1, verse 6, if you hold your hand in chapter 3, if you turn back to chapter 1, verse 6, Paul says, I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. He goes on to clarify that statement and say, I'm not saying it's another gospel, it's false teaching. But I'm surprised that you, Galatians, I'm surprised that you have so quickly bought in to this false teaching. And so as we do the study in Galatians, we kind of framed our focus in Galatians as Paul guarding the gospel, defending the truth of the gospel, but also living the gospel. And we're in that section now in chapter 3 where he is defending. He's defending justification by faith alone in Jesus Christ. Last time together, we looked at verses 1 through 6 of chapter 3, and we saw that under this great section of a theological defense of the gospel, we saw that Paul began by asking them five separate questions, one after the other. In chapter 3, 1 through 6, you see all these questions. And we'll start by looking at the last question in just a moment. But if you look at the outline there on your handout, you can see how